谢谢主席。
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. Mr. Chairperson, China has listened attentively to the in-depth statements of keynote speakers under this item. I would like to take this opportunity to thank them for the contributions. These statements, as well as the discussion after that, have made it further clear that weaponization in outer space, the arms race in outer space, and the use or threat of use of force in outer space might bring about humanitarian damage. With the technological advance and socio-economic development, mankind's reliance on outer space has reached an unprecedented level. And such tendency will continue and will further accelerate. As for the use of force in outer space, what is at stake is definitely not just one or two pieces of space assets which might be damaged. Instead, it might cause the snowball effect and lead to humanitarian disaster. The party who provoked the war in outer space cannot be immune to it as well. This reminds us once again of the danger of the weaponization in outer space. The wars in outer space cannot win and cannot be fought, should be the motto for all countries and all stakeholders that must be kept in mind and complied at all times. The wars in outer space cannot be fought. Also, due to the inherent vulnerability of the outer space environment, once the conflict breaks out in outer space, the low Earth orbit space will suffer from fundamental, even irreversible damage. The peaceful activities in outer space will be difficult to continue, and all efforts aiming at improving the space environment and reducing the debris will be in vain. Mr. Chairperson, China also would like to stress that OEWG should also focus on the work conducted in parallel instead of deviating from it. Relevant work must serve the prevention of weaponization in outer space. The reason why we stress this point is that during the discussions in the 3 days, from time to time we hear some views that the law of armed conflict, the principles of prevention, proportion, and distinction should be applicable to outer space. These views, whether or not intentionally, from an objective perspective, are actually making the rules of engagement for the arms conflict in outer space, which is equivalent to an acquiescence that outer space is a battlefield or could be a territory for conflict. China cannot agree with these views, and we believe many countries at present may have similar concerns. China would like to reiterate that although militarization of outer space has become a reality, yet the prevention of weaponization in outer space is possible to achieve and must be achieved. Given the security situation in outer space, to start the negotiation on international legally binding instrument on prevention of weaponization in outer space allows of no delay. It will only be meaningful if we stick to the general objective of negotiating and concluding the treaty arms control in outer space. And based on this objective, we discuss and explore the responsible behaviors in outer space. The latter cannot be used to delay or even replace the negotiation of the treaty on outer space. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.